Garland is the President of the Sherman, Texas, Tuesday, December 28, 1948.
Sherman and Gracie County, this is indeed a proud day in the history of our community. For we have in our midst two of the greatest living Americans. One, the President of the United States and the President for the next 4 years, and the former and the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. It is with real pleasure and pride that I give you our own, our beloved Sam Rayburn. So many of you came out to meet and greet our leader. I now have the pleasure and the high privilege of presenting to you my friend, your friend, the people's friend, the President of the United States. And fellow Democrats of Sherman, Texas, can't tell you how happy I am that we were able to stop in this wonderful city of education and agriculture and recreation. You know, the President of the Young Democrats brought me the key to the city. Now, I couldn't possibly go by when that happened. And it says on here, agriculture, education, industry, recreation. What more do you want? You can't have anything else that is necessary for human existence and for happiness of the human family. You know, I've been all over this great state of Texas, practically. Of course, it's about half of it I didn't get into because it's just too big. But when I came to El Paso, Governor Gester and Mrs. Gester and Sam Rayburn met me just as soon as I got into the state. And I want to say to you that the hospitality of the state of Texas and the way I have been treated by the Speaker and by the Governor and Mrs. Gester has never been equal. Talk about hospitality. When I say Texas, that's the definition for hospitality. The Governor and I just signed a guest book for Miss Lou Rayburn. And the Governor put out his hobby as Texas. That's a pretty good hobby. Slowly coming to the border of this great state. And I've tried, in going across it, to set out the issues in this campaign. And I just got a copy of some of the comments of the bitter Annie Truman columnist. And evidently, they're hurt, because like old Tabor, they're squealing like stuffed pigs at the things I'm driving home to the people as to what the Republican Congress did to them. Now, you study that situation, and when you get the issues balanced, I discussed them very thoroughly yesterday in Dallas and wound up in Bonham last night with the fundamentals. And if you just study those statements, you can't help but be satisfied that the country's much safer In fact, the country is safe in the hands of the Democrats. And when you put it in the hands of the Republicans, it isn't safe and hasn't been at any time in the last 20 years. I've always been for the people, the man in the street. Lincoln called them the common people. He said the Lord must have loved them, for, or he wouldn't have made so many of them. Well, now, the big men always have people to look after their interests. They have lobbyists, high-paid men who go there and try to get things done for special interests. The people have only one representative in Washington who is all time for the people, and that's a Democratic president. Now, you have a bunch of wonderful men in the Congress, but they're in the minority. And when I speak of the 80th Congress, the 80th do-nothing Congress, I'm talking about the leadership and the majority control of that Congress. There never was a better man than Sam Rayburn in the Congress of the United States. If this country does what it ought to, and I'm sure it's going to, Sam Rayburn will be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. The Speaker of the House is the most powerful official in the government of the United States aside from the President, and the most important one. And when you put such fellows as Martin and Faber and Halleck in control of the Congress, you get just exactly what you deserve. And one-third of the people elected that Congress this last time. Two-thirds of you didn't vote. I hope that everybody will go out and we'll have such a landslide for the interests of the people that we'll have no more trouble with the special interest lobbies in Washington. And I'm sure that's what you're going to do. Again, I want to thank the governor of Texas for his cordiality, his hospitality, and his wonderful treatment of me on this trip. Thank you all for getting up early this morning. I take great pleasure now in presenting for a bow the governor of Texas, Buford Jester. And his gracious lady, the first lady of Texas, Mrs. Jester. The committee there.
They're up very late at Bonham last night. I think you'll have to excuse them.
Well, come from either side.
I'll tell it. I'll give it this card. Yeah. I'll come right across, man.
Let the committee come right across now.
Let's go on this side.
No? Well, they're coming in.